Mary Ritter Beard on this moment of Indiana history. A feminist who eventually opposed the passage of the Equal Rights Amendment, Mary Ritter Beard was a pioneering scholar and proponent of women's history. The textbook she co-authored with her husband, as well as her own 15 titles, made significant strides in incorporating cultural, social, and economic trends into the popular interpretation of American history. Beard was also a major force in obtaining a woman's right to vote, as established by the 19th Amendment. Mary Ritter was born in Indianapolis in 1876. Graduating as valedictorian from Shortridge High School, she matriculated at DePaul in 1893, where she was elected class president and invited to join Phi Beta Kappa. Upon graduating, she taught German in the Greencastle Public Schools before marrying Charles Beard, a fellow DePaul alum, whom she accompanied to Oxford. Immersing herself in progressive politics while in England, Mary devoted herself upon returning to the suffrage movement. Beard, however, decried mainstream feminism, which she argued mistakenly accepted that women's progress be measured against a male model. Collaborating with her husband in the authorship of such classic texts as The Rise of American Civilization, Mary's insistence on the woman's role in history and in its telling broadened the scope of historical inquiry. The Beard's textbooks sold 5 million copies between 1912 and 1952. In addition, Mary Beard wrote several works on women's history and co-founded the World Center for Women's Archives. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.